Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. This is Mary Hollis, your host, and I have a special guest tonight. But before we bring our special guest on, I'm going to go ahead and give just a little bit of some inspirational message to you, and we will bring our special guest on. I've been getting emails from Joel and Victoria Olson, and I just love reading his message that he sends through my email every day. It's today's word. And I would like to share this message. And it's coming from Psalms 31:15. My time are in your hands. In life, sometimes we are waiting for something, waiting for a dream to come to pass, waiting for a problem to turn around. When things aren't happening as fast as we would like, it's easy to get frustrated. And don't we always do that? We get frustrated because we are impatient. But if you have to realize the moment you pray, God established a time to bring the promise to pass. God has a set time for your opportunity. There is a set time for the problem to turn around. A set time for your healing and sickness, a loss, your promotion, your breakthrough. It may be tomorrow. It may take until next week, 5 years from now. But when you understand the time has already been set, it takes all the pressure off. You won't live worried, wondering when this is going to happen. If you relax and enjoy your life knowing that the promise has already been scheduled and your answer is on the way. Just like William Murphy said, it's your season. I know it's mine. I'm waiting for my blessing and my promise. And Joel also mentioned in a short prayer, he said that we should pray to our Father, and we should choose to trust in his timing. We should trust him because because he has our best interest. We should believe that he's working behind the scenes on our behalf, and we should always thank him in advance for ordering our steps and leading us in the life of blessing that he has stored for us. The time is in your hands. We just need to not to be frustrated, but to wait on it. That is the inspiration for tonight. But now we're going to bring on our special guest. Our special guest is Sharon Kidd. She is the CEO and founder of Life in His Present Mentoring Incorporated. I am going to let Sharon come in her own way and talk to us tonight. She has lots of good information and also a testimony. So, Sharon, I'm going to give you the air and let you talk to our widows and the other audience that have tuned in tonight.
Wow. Thank you, Miss Mary. I appreciate it. I am so excited to be here. I was beginning to think if this is really me getting ready to talk to you people, and I just thank you so much for the opportunity. First and above all, I must give thanks and honor to God for his awesomeness and the humbling privilege to join Miss Mary with the opportunity to speak to her wonderful listeners and discuss Life in His Presence Mentoring Ministries and our mission. I also would like to acknowledge my pastor, Apostle Nathaniel Jackson, and Lady Irene Jackson, and the Faith Deliverance Christian Church family, as well as my personal family and friends who I know have called in to share with us on this evening. And I must give a special, special thanks to my personal assistant, Janet Sampson. Thank you so much for your untiring gift that you have given and blessed me with in this ministry. This is such an amazing and humbling experience to constantly see the Spirit of God's hands at work in my life, even after my past devilish ways and after one of the most life-changing experiences of my entire 53 years of life. It is my prayer and belief tonight that what God has given me to share with you will not only encourage but inspire and remind you that God has a great plan for your life as you continue to journey on this path called grief. The destiny is the same. God has given us some new directions. Our mission is to those who mourn, we offer hope and healing through transforming the strongholds of grief into the liberating beauty of receiving God's unmerited grace, his restoration, inspiration, empowerment, and his fulfillment. Now, the very first letter of each word in grace, restoration, inspiration, empowerment, and fulfillment is actually an acronym for the word grief. As the Spirit of God began to minister to me about grief, he revealed to me how to release the dark, negative acronym of grief and to lean not to my own understanding, but rather to trust him and open my heart to receive the positive and the light of his unchanging love for me. So to those that are in pain and suffering from grief-filled hearts, we want you to know by placing your unwavering faith in God, the strongholds of grief cannot only be brought down, but most importantly, transformed by none other than the Holy Spirit. Yes, you too truly can receive God's unmerited grace, restoration, inspiration, empowerment, and fulfillment. This is your healing time, and it awaits each of us on the other side of grief and pain. Amen. What do you want? God wants to know, what do you want? Your needs have already been met and provided by him. Now it's time to receive some wants. I told God I desire to be a vessel and to be used by him. I also told him I want peace of mind and peace in my heart. Again, the acronym for grief came to mind as it relates to the negative side. The words guilt, rejection, impossible, end, and fear were words of torment for me. I told God I wanted to be free from guilt because I know he had already paid it all. No more rejection, feeling like I was not good enough to be loved, no more feeling like it's impossible to go on after Jessica's death, no more feeling like it was the end for me. And I also told him I didn't want any more fear because his word told me he did not give me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. When I gave it all up, that's when he blessed me. He gave me grace. He restored me. He inspired me to inspire others. He empowered me to advise and empower you. And he has fulfilled me with the desires of my heart and to be used by him, to go when he says go and to do when he says do. My brothers and my sisters, you too can release those things that currently have you bound and receive the hope of God's glory, even in the midst of despair and grief. Why the mission of the ministry? Because every human being will experience grief at some point in their lifetime. Just as life is a part of our reality, so is the sting of death. But it is the way in which we choose to think that will determine how we view our losses and how we view death. We must learn how to renew our minds and have a new way of thinking. This can become a crucial transforming stage of developing essential coping habits for healing and creating a new normal. God promised his people beauty for ashes. We want to share our experience of absolute hope through God's unmerited grace and the fulfillment of his promise to those who weep and mourn. There are many levels and variations of the emotional and physical separation grief entails. We can become separated and grieved in our spiritual life after a disappointing relationship or a failed marriage, the death of a loved one, or even in our financial situation. It is our mission to assist in the transformation of the grieving hearts of God's people so that they too may experience the wonderful gifts of his merciful grace and peace. We also provide a compassionate, hands-on, professional, and uniquely personalized family assistance program. Among the services of this program, we offer guidance through the initial overwhelming difficulties of grief, as well as grief counseling, how the ministry became to be. My daughter, my angel, senior airman, Jessica Cherie Tarver, proudly served 7 years in the United States Air Force. During her tour in Iraq or Kuwait, she became ill with a rare type of arthritis that was later diagnosed as Still's disease. After Jessica died June 1st, 2009, the Lord showed me two white doves and very clearly said, "They are in my presence." I had the reassurance my heart desperately needed and an inner peace that both Jessica and my mother, who died in November 2003, were in the presence of the Lord. From that vision, the Lord birthed in me Life in His Presence ministry and Life in His Presence mentoring ministry. I decided to write Still Jessica Rising Above the Storm and start the foundation simply because I wanted to honor and memorialize the beautiful legacy of the life and love of this incredible young woman who happened to be my daughter. The book also serves as a form to bring awareness to Still's disease, which is a form of rheumatoid arthritis. Before Jessica died, she came up with the book's name of Still Jessica because she wanted people to know that though her legs got to heaven before she did, she was still Jessica. After her death, I added Rising Above the Storm because I saw her, as well as others saw her, rise above the storm that was in her life at that time. If I may, I'd like to share a quick excerpt from the book. I pray and trust you will be encouraged and inspired by this book about Jessica's beautiful life. Each chapter is titled In the Eye of the Storm and is written by some of the different people whose lives she impacted. This particular chapter was written by my brother, Apostle Kidd. I'm sure many of you may have already read or heard it, but I would like to share it again. It reads as follows in Chapter 9, page 128. I was more than shocked and almost blown away when I stepped into the presence of Jessica and seeing her as I had never seen her before in my life without legs. Jessica has always been a very vibrant, lively, and loving young lady. As I stepped over to hug her and give her a kiss, my emotions almost got the best of me. However, I concluded that I must, above all things and everything, be strong. And the strangest thing about the statement that I just made concerning being strong was that during that very moment, it appeared to me that I was drawing strength from her as opposed to her drawing strength from me. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that Jessica was going to be fine. I spent the weekend with her and her best friend and boss, Trenika Leverett, whom she loved and cared for as though they were perhaps blood sisters. As I spent time with Jessica, I discovered that although both of her legs had been amputated, she wouldn't allow it to diminish her love for life, family, friends, and the things in life that she enjoyed doing. One of the many incidents that occurred that weekend while I was there that I thought to be cute and somewhat funny was the time had come for her to be fitted for her prosthetic leg, and she said to me, "Uncle, my new feet are going to have Beyonce's toes since I don't remember what mine looked like." Being able to see sunshine and humor in what could otherwise be a dark and dismal situation, my hat was definitely off to Jessica. I want you to know that if there was ever a need for a person to be inspired by an individual whom you thought needed to be inspired, Jessica was definitely the person for the job. Her determination to not be deterred nor defeated by Still's disease, in my opinion, was absolutely remarkable, to say the least. Another wonderful thing that she displayed was the fact that she never stopped doing the things she loved, shopping, being on the go, and Olive Garden. On one other occasion while there, I asked her, "Jessica, how are you really, really?" Her reply was, "Uncle, I'm good. I'm okay." With that being said by her to me, I just started referring to her as a champion in the Lord because I realized that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This is a true champion who would not give up regardless of the obstacles in her life. Last and certainly not the least, we will be hosting a grief relief comfort retreat, Beauty for Ashes, Isaiah 61:3, on Saturday, June 13, 2015, at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta, Georgia. This retreat is expected to accommodate 150 to 200 participants, including guest speakers and our volunteer staff. We will have an early bird registration fee when you register online. This retreat is designed to reach out to families and individuals that are struggling with the various components of the grief process. We aim to achieve this through interactive exercises to engage the audience, group counseling, grief counseling that will include a Q&A session and provide coping strategies. Volunteer prayer partners will also be available, as well as long-term ongoing support after the retreat. Life in His Presence Mentoring Ministries have a sincere desire to help bridge the gap in the lack of community outreach services by providing what we strongly feel are valuable resources of group and individual grief counseling and mentoring. We just want to be a blessing to our communities and share our experiences of absolute hope through God's unmerited grace. God bless you and thank you for listening. Just a quick recap. Again, Life in His Presence Mentoring Ministries is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. If you are interested in making a donation, which is 100% tax deductible, we do have several options available to you. PayPal is available at info@lihpmentoring.org, or you may send a check or money order to Life in His Presence Mentoring Ministries, Incorporated, P.O. Box 492, Ellenwood, Georgia, 30294. The first week in January, you will be able to visit our website and make a charitable contribution at www.lihpmentoring.org and pre-register for the upcoming retreat. Thank you very much.
Sharon, that was a very moving story that you talking about your daughter. She definitely
was a
champion in the Lord.
Thank you.
To have that courage to continue to go on with her life in spite of her loss that she had before she left us.
Yes.
So, yes, I know you were very proud of her and how strong she was and keeping on and being, you know, still believing in God and still persevering. So,
yes,
I know that you were very proud of her, how she handled her situation. You never know. You just don't know how the different things that happens in your life and what happens later and the purpose that God gives you after someone's death. And you are definitely doing a great job and remembering your daughter, Jessica, and doing what you're doing now in the mentoring, the Life and the Present Mentoring Incorporated. But one thing I do want to ask you, exactly if an individual is interested in you, and I notice that you have a personal assistant, Janice Champson. Exactly what type of service an individual will get from your ministry if they came to you? Please.
Very quickly and briefly, again, this is a family assistance program where that initial onset of, someone has died, we will be there as your personal grief counselor, or I will, and also offer follow-up, mentoring, life coaching, et cetera, where you'll have access to us with our direct lines, office numbers, and, prayer, any kind of mentoring that you will need through this process of grief. Because it is a process, and we need, to know that we have someone that we can call upon and, share and just listen. We offer a listening ear. And we also will be able to help you because you don't know what you need. When your loved one dies, you don't know what you need at that time. I didn't know what I needed. And that's the question that people say or ask. What do you need? Let me know if you need something. Well, I can't let you know what I need because I don't know what I need. You tell me what I need. So that's what we will do. This is hands-on. Say, okay, we know exactly what you need. We both have been through this. Jan's son died 3 years prior to Jessica, and we have connected. God brought us together. So we basically have gone through it, and we want to be able to help the next person because now God has, he brought Jan into my life to help me through that initial process, and I've hopefully been able to help others through the initial process. So that's what we want to do. We want to keep it going. And then people can also become a mentor for other people, just to help other people because this is a struggle. It is real.
I know exactly what you're saying, helping others, because this widow ministry has been a passion for me in helping my widows. I call them my widows because that's how I feel about them. So I know exactly what you're saying as far as helping individual getting through the process of grief, because it is it takes time. It just doesn't go away, you know, the next day or whatever.
No.
It takes some time for each person to get through whatever they're going through.
Absolutely.
So I understand perfectly. But I wanted to make it a little more clear. You know, you explained, you gave us a lot of information, but I wanted to know exactly if an individual wanted to come to you, you know, you and Janice, exactly what, you know, what type of service you would give them.
If it's the initial onset of death, be it, you know, mother, father, daughter, son, whatever, if they want, you know, a grief counselor right there on site with them, I would be more than happy to do that. Again, we are hands-on, and it's not that they will come to our office after, you know, the burial. We will walk with them through that initial process. I have committed to God first and committed to his people to be there and offer, you know, the comfort of knowing that, you know, I've been there, I've gone through this, and I want to be able to help you through it. So if someone calls our office and say we would like a grief counselor to be there, I would, you know, make sure that myself probably will be there, and we will go with them through that initial process, even if it's going to the funeral home to pick out, you know, their casket, all of those things.
We only have 4 more minutes. What I would like for you to do is give them your telephone number, if you would repeat it twice so they can get it in case of they might need your service.
Okay, absolutely. My business 877 number is 877-426-5535. My direct line is 678-304-6969, and they don't have to put in the extension 302 unless they dial the 877 number.
Okay.
I hope that's clear. And if they want to reach Jan, her number is 678-304-6968.
Okay.
So once again, 877-426-5535. Direct line number 304-6969 for me. 678-304-6968 for Janice. I'm sorry.
Okay. And what I have one of your flyers for the grief relief retreat coming up in June. I will.
Yes.
We are getting together for our Christmas breakfast on
the
20th, and I will bring. I will make some copies and bring it to our breakfast and give it to my widows and see if they have anyone or themselves might be interested in coming to your retreat in June.
That would be great.
Okay. Well, we only have 2 more minutes left. Thank you so much for coming, appearing on our show, Sharon. And I thank you so much. And I hope that you become very successful in this business as we are trying to do the same thing, the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. We are trying to be there for our widows as they go through their grief process. So if there is... You can always appear on my show again with any additional information. We'll talk later after the show. And just thank you so much for appearing and giving us this information. And also, I'll need some information more about your book because I would like to purchase one for my library.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks again. And we enjoyed your you know, all the information you have given us and also the story about your champion the Lord, Jessica.
Thank you so much, Miss Mary.
Yeah.
And I look forward to speaking with you.
And it was a pleasure meeting you at the Willie Watkins Grief grief support seminar.
Yes, absolutely. It was a pleasure meeting you as well. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Okay, that is it for us tonight. Thank you so much once again. And I'll pass that information along to my widows, and they can pass it on to their family members as well in case they might need your service.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. And you have a great holiday.
You too, my dear. Bye-bye.
Be blessed. And that is it. We'll be listening again to William Murphy, It's Working. Have a great week. Tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30, and be blessed. And have a great night.
This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing, and it's showing. I see.